Hello and welcome back to Hashtag Really. This is episode 9 and it is the 2nd of February. So happy new month everyone and welcome to February. This episode I really wanted to talk about getting closer to God. So building a relationship with God. You know, how to get closer to God in 2019. Now, I don't feel like I'm by any means qualified to talk on this, but I'm just going to share my own journey and, just be honest and, I don't know, share some tips, I suppose. So, first of all, I would like to say getting closer to God is a very personal journey. It's very intimate. It's a relationship. So if you think about a relationship that you have with your friend, with your mother, with a partner, it tends to be very intimate, very personal, rather than a group, you know, that one-to-one relationship. So you need alone time. So for the past year or so, I would say, okay, let's be honest, let's say 6 to 7 months, I've been really just working on balancing time for myself and balancing time with others. Kind of goes into like a work-life balance, but I feel like it's more of social versus alone time balance. So, yeah, without isolating myself, basically. So I feel like spending time alone, I had to make sure it was productive. So I had to make sure it was time that I was meditating, I was reflecting, I was journaling, I was talking to God. Most of the time it's just me in my room just talking. You know, I see God as my my best friend, my provider, my cheerleader, my advisor, my counsellor. Like so many different roles is what God plays in my life. So I just made time for him, really, just like I would make time for my friends. And I'd make sure, like, I'd go with an open heart and open ears, which also helps. So I would say, yeah, intentional alone time, intentional time that you give just to God and that relationship that you're building, I think is very important in building a relationship with God in 2019. So that's my first point. I would have to say my second point would be congregating. So getting together as a community of people, going to church, Bible studies, meetups. I think, you know, being around other Christians who are fellowshipping, who are building a relationship with God, who are, you know, building a relationship with themselves, I think is very, very important, because then it also promotes you to also do the same things, and it just helps in that journey and in that understanding that if you do have any questions, if you do have moments where you're just like, I don't understand what I'm like, what's happening, is there even a God, like, you know, things are just not going as they're supposed to be, you know, having a congregation, having a community to turn to really does help in those parts of your journey, or my journey, should I say, to building a relationship with God. So that's point number two, I would say, you know, fellowshipping, congregating, getting together with other Christians who are on the same journey, getting yourself to a church. You know, there's no greater feeling for me than going to church. It's just, you know, being surrounded by other people who, you know, have the same energy, who are worshipping, you know, this almighty, you know, omnipotent, you know, God, who is so loving and caring, and, you know, who just, like, at the base of it, just want to love and be pure and positive and, you know, shed light, you know, and just coming together does really help build your faith, hearing other people's stories, their testimonies. It does really help me in my journey to being closer to God. So that, I would say, that definitely does help. also in, I would say, building a journey to, you know, a sustainable relationship with God would be consistency. So for me, you know, it's kind of like any relationship, I would say. I speak to God when things are really good. I'm always, like, it's like, yeah, I'm in and out, but I'm not really there. But when they're bad, I'm just like, ah, help me, help me, help me. So it's kind of like trying to just be consistent, even when things are great, just always finding a reason to be thankful, to be grateful, to acknowledge God, you know, to say good morning, to say good night and thank him for my day. And, you know, if I was in a relationship, at the moment I'm currently not, but if I was in a relationship, I would want to, you know, encourage my partner and be like, oh, thank you so much, or I love you. Like with my mum, let me use a realistic relationship. With my mum, I always tell her I love her. If I've done something wrong, you know, in the heat of the moment, I'll cool down. Then I'll go back and I'll be like, I'm sorry. I'll make it up to her. Like, if she's cooked something, I'll be like, oh, mum, this is nice. You know, I'll always acknowledge her. Even just seeing her, I'm like, morning. You know, sometimes I might be a bit feisty with it, but I will still, you know, acknowledge her. And I feel like it's the same with God, you know, in terms of building a relationship, I need to acknowledge him. And even when I'm angry at him, even when I'm feisty with my mum, it's the same with God. Even when I'm angry at him and I'm just like, what is going on? You know, where are you? You know, I'm still doing it with him. You know, I'm still continuing on that journey. You know, I'm not giving up. I'm still there. I'm still present. You know, and I think God just wants to know that we're present, that we're in this, in the relationship, you know, and we're consistent with it. So I think to help build a sustainable relationship with God that has longevity and life and purpose and goal, you know, goals, should I say, is, yeah, consistency and being present and being in the relationship. Yeah, so the fourth point I would say is reading the Bible. Now, this is something that I've challenged myself this year. For the past, like, 3 years, I've challenged myself. I have the Bible app and I always download, like, a year plan. Sometimes I start, sometimes I don't even do it and it's there for the whole year. But this year I've said I'm going to read the Bible. My mum has gotten me an actual Bible and I do want to be reading it and writing it and making notes. But I thought I'm going to make a start and I'm going to start with my app on my phone because I know no matter where I am, I can read it. So I've signed up to a few different plans and I'm just making my way through whichever ones I'm kind of gravitating to at the moment. And one of them is a year Bible plan. Another one is how to get the best use out of the Bible. Another one is the Bible for women, you know, just different things that I'm kind of inquisitive about. Of course, I do want to start with a basis and actually understand the Bible. I've attempted to read the Bible from the beginning. I've read bits of Genesis, you know, I know some of the Psalms and like other Bible scriptures, but I've never actually read the whole story and really understood it. And I feel like I'm at a stage in my spiritual journey at the moment where, I want to understand how to be more Christ-like, yeah? So the only way I can do that is by reading the Bible, you know, by finding out who God is and who Jesus is, his son. I understand, you know, reading, spending alone time with God, you know, dedicating alone time, being present in the relationship, you know, those will help in building a relationship. So that's God the Spirit, you know, that's the Spirit of God. There's a Trinity, so that's the Spirit of God. You know, feeling his presence, you know, communicating, the energy, the vibe, you know, in trusting your intuition, your gut, you know, that's all Spirit, that's energy. So I feel like, yeah, those help with that area. but then who I am as a person, as a, at the core, you know, what I stand for, my values, those come from character. Those are character-based things. So I believe in order for me to understand what kind of character I would like to be like, I should read about this character in the story, in the Bible. So it is quite difficult, but I've started, and I do want to get, there's like some things that I want to get. I think one's like a Bible dictionary or something, just to understand like different words in a bit more depth. And I want to get a notebook. I do want to make notes and actually understand. And yeah, I have started a bit slow, but I have started, and I am building like a little family tree picture in my head, reading some of the stories, which is quite nice. But yeah, things are making sense to me. And these steps that I've mentioned have also aided in me getting to this point. And, you know, being interested and intrigued in the Bible and its stories and how it relates to the here and now, and how it can, I can apply it in my life today. So, yeah, those are my four things, really. I just really wanted to share that because I feel like there's so much happening today in the world and in society. It feels like there's so much uncertainty and confusion, and it's just so worldly. There's so many things of the flesh that are happening, you know, things to do with money and sexuality and, you know, yeah, it's just a lot of things happening and disguises and, you know, It's sad. It is sad. But for me, there is light, and I feel like that light comes from God and the relationship that I'm building with him. And, you know, he is my best friend. And I just feel like for anyone else who is on the same journey, a similar journey, you know, I feel like it's nice if we share things with each other, even if you're just interested about it, about how to get closer to God in 2019, you know, in your life. So yeah, thanks for listening in. It was supposed to be a quick one. I am trying to be a bit more consistent with these podcasts, so bear with me. But thank you for tuning in for another episode of Hashtag Really, and I hope you enjoyed this one. God bless.